Welcome back to Real News We Made Up.
I love your guys' names. This name.
For, you like Real News We Made Up?
Real News We Made Up.
Yeah.
Dude, we're so happy you
Renew him. Whatever the acronym.
I'll introduce my guest. You introduce yours?
Sure, yeah. I don't understand why he's not also my guest.
Well, he is your guest as well.
Thanks for being possessive today.
Well, you know, he's one of my best
friends. Way to make Colby not feel welcome.
I know.
At all.
You guys, ladies and gentlemen, let's start this podcast over.
Hey guys,
Real News We Made Up. Beep, 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 beep. one of my best friends in the business, stand-up comedian, really great dude. He was on America's Got Talent. He's got his own YouTube channel. You got to check it out. He's got dog vlog, dog therapy. He does killer heckler videos. You got to check those out on his Instagram page, his Facebook. This guy's a star. You're going to love him. One of my boys. Give it up for Drew Lynch.
And I'm not gonna live up to that. What's your
I really appreciate that you guys are both standing right now.
Yeah, dude.
And again, matching. How are you again matching the guests?
It's so weird. I matched Harlan on the last episode, and
we're matched.
Isn't that also today?
Yeah, and he matched Andrea.
I brought a second outfit. Yeah.
That's a very grim shirt. I just want to say.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is Mickey Mouse shooting himself in the face.
I don't like the realism of it because there's no exit wound.
Is there no?
No, there's no exit wound.
Maybe went out his eyeball. I don't know.
It might not be his blood either.
Yeah.
We should introduce darker. Colby.
Yeah,
we've met Mickey. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Colby Brock, everyone. Long time friend, part of the Sam and Colby duo. Just won a Teen Choice Award.
Congrats, dude.
Congratulations.
Dude.
Thank you.
Those are like really, really difficult to even just get invited to for nominations as well, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Congrats,
if you have time, you should watch the video of them winning. Because for 45 seconds, they had no idea won. They presented the award to them in such a weird fashion that they thought it was a joke.
Yeah, so our management told us that we were going to be accepting like an award if we won on stage. So when we got to the red carpet and everything, and like it was our turn to get interviewed, they gave us like the surfboard, which we thought they were just like giving it to like all the nominees to take like a picture or something.
Oh, right.
And so like they were just like, here you guys go. And we were just like, cool, thanks. And just like completely nonchalant about it, like
no,
that's amazing, dude.
Yeah,
no pomp.
That video alone will go viral.
Yeah,
is it getting a good traction? Where people are like, what the hell?
Yeah, it was.
Dude, that's amazing.
So it was just so casual, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
right.
Such a casual exchange.
Live, just kind of like, oh, thank you. Cool.
And then, no, you dressed up in all this for this, but yeah, really well done.
Yeah,
we don't validate. It's really good though. We don't validate for parts.
We don't validate.
Did they even give you two? Or they just give you one.
They gave us one, but we asked for two.
Okay, so you guys each gonna get one, maybe, or just gonna like rotate it around.
Apparently, it takes like 6 months to like a year to get the surfboards. Anyway,
okay, I feel like that shouldn't be that long.
Why a surfboard though?
I don't know.
They also do the awards on the beach, so I feel like it kind of all
okay.
Like they do it on the sand, right?
Yeah,
it was on Redondo, like, Manhattan Beach.
The audience was like in the sand.
Yeah, wow. So I think maybe that's just their theme.
That's kind of cool because you think Teen Choice Award, you don't really think.
Athletic
surfboard at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I would think just like an iPhone.
Just jar of like candy. What
candies.
Do you think?
Succulents.
What's your
a jar of succulents. Would you have rathered that? What if it wasn't a surfboard? Would you have rathered a different item?
You just wouldn't.
I don't know about a jar of succulents, but
who said succulents?
I thought you started to say succulents.
I think I did. Yeah.
Okay.
yeah. So what do you think?
Oh shoot! Probably just a jar of sand. I don't know.
They're trying to do the beach.
Teen Choice Awards.
Same colored sand, or
you want like one of those arts and craft kits where you kind of layer the colored sand in.
Yeah.
Cool. That's kind of cool. That has more value to me than is it a real? Is it a full real surfboard?
It's definitely not real. It was like super light. It was shorter than me. So like
that's awesome.
Yeah,
you're still describing.
What do you
real
do
surfboards.
With that?
It's just really?
Like, yeah. Most surfboards are shorter than you by like 6 inches.
Oh, really?
Shortboards? Okay. Yeah, okay. For like small waves.
I don't know if I believe that. How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
Yeah, there's some pretty tall surfboards.
No, yeah, but there's like different. So there's like short break boards, which are like short boards. It's kind of like a snowboard. Like there's different lengths based on your height and body.
Gotcha.
So you could probably try it. Yeah.
For a YouTube video.
So you guys should surf your team. That's actually a good.
That's a great YouTube video.
You guys should surf your team.
Surfing on my award.
Has anyone even done that?
We have. I don't think so.
Dude.
Wow.
That would be the first thing I would do.
I bet you could like hit up Kelly Slater.
Guarantee that you don't win it next year, but you would have a video.
Or maybe maybe they definitely. Do.
Or maybe they, yeah.
They get a new category.
Yeah.
For best trick performed on the award that we gave out last year.
They, instead of like a surfboard, they gave you like a boogie board. So every year it's just like something else they ask
you to
do.
Second place gets a boogie board. First place gets a surfboard. Third place gets fins.
Every year. Oh, congrats. Yoga mat.
Thank you.
But it's like, it's not regulation yoga mat. It's smaller.
It's so much heavier though.
Do you feel cooler now? Like,
I mean, we weren't expecting it at all. Like, obviously.
But so, do you feel like it's, you know, like you're more prestigious?
Kind of. Like, we got a lot of press off of it, which was super cool. Like, the next 3 days we went and like met with like MTV and Radio Disney and stuff like that and just like did all these like interviews and stuff. So it feels cool in that aspect, but.
And now you're here. So you hit the peak and. Here's the valley.
Now I'm going down.
It's just so much range. Did you play? I don't understand. So you do get like a lot of like press. Is there any kind of like? Is it something that like legitimizes you and like the YouTube committee? Like the YouTube community mm-hmm. is that what happens? Based on this?
Yeah, and it's just like that extra step into more like traditional media. Like people like who listen to only radio and stuff like that will now like know who Sam and Colby are instead
That's
of just
really
like
cool.
YouTube and stuff. So.
You
congrats,
got,
man.
You got thanks, man. Did you win? Or you got second?
On
America's,
for this?
No, America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah, America's Got Talent. Yeah.
You got second, or did you win?
I got second.
You got second.
Yeah.
Who
That's awesome. Though.
He was a ventriloquist from London.
Okay, that's incredibly difficult to go against, right?
Yeah, I mean ventriloquists are so good.
Yeah.
And like it's just such a novelty act. You know what I mean? And and I'm not like. I'm not good, so I think that's also something that I think is a huge advantage for him.
But I mean, that's done so much. AGT, I feel like, helped catapult you, right? Like you were already bound to be successful, but did it catapult you?
Yeah, I mean, I hate the word catapult, but I just think like it.
Did it accelerate? Like did it accelerate you?
It slingshotted.
Slingshotted.
Yeah, I was out of a cannon. Okay. I think it's a thing that like if you didn't already have like a log or a backlog of maybe some kind of body of work that you had already, I think it's easy for you to maybe disappear into the universe of content and whatever is out there. But luckily that was like the same year that I started to do videos as well. So when people get to go back once they've had like discovered, like, you know what I mean, like however many podcasts in for you guys, they're going to go back and listen to all the other ones based on just liking the one that they find. You really just never know what single thing, I mean, you all know this, but you never know what single thing will have people want to venture into all the other bodies of work that you had.
Yeah.
So,
That
had nothing to do with what you said, but
no,
sorry.
Yeah, no, it sort of did.
Okay.
Yeah, it did for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's the answer that I would get from someone who shot out of a cannon. Not very precise, but it'll hit something.
But I think it's what you do like after the fact, because one of the steepest like lows I've ever had was like the day after losing. I just felt so like,
oh shit,
you know what I mean? Like when it's just you have all this like you're almost in a little bubble of like attention and incessant like just incessant unnecessary stimulus all the time from the hype of doing that show and being around it, and then the next day it's just it's kind of like it's like bye, you know, like the, you know,
thanks dude, you're one of the hardest working people in the like biz, dude. You instantly, because there's been a lot of comedians that have come off that show and have not used it to their advantage, you instantly came off, what did we talk about, you were just like boom, just let's start my own channel, let's do this thing,
right.
Like you capitalize on it and superseded anybody that came off that show comedy wise like,
oh, thank you.
My boy. Dude, you're still standing. I feel bad. I should go back to
stand. Dude.
Should we get to these news stories?
Yeah, let's do it.
For our guests, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you. Let me give you a little backstory so you know what the podcast idea is here, what we do. We both read two news stories. I'm going to read two. Elton's going to read two. One of them is real. One of them is fake. We completely made it up. They're both really crazy, really weird, really funny, and they're both could be true, both could be fake. It's like it's hard to pick, so you're going to listen and tell us.
That's incorrect. Right. They can't both be true and both be fake?
They both sound like they could be true. Both sound like they could be fake. One's true, one's fake. So you're going to pick. Do you want to go first or you want me?
I'll go first.
You go first.
Is this just to me or to both?
No, you actually are competing technically to see.
Okay. You guys can have different answers. You can work together, same answers, whatever.
Wow.
If one of you knows a lot about the topic, you can try and debunk it as much as you want, and there are prizes at the end. So there will be a winner who will get a prize, and there will be
we're also going to throw you a little Venmo cash.
To get a prize.
Wow. Okay.
You're getting gas money.
Hey, cool.
So, you know, so I will read the news stories. You can ask questions. And you can wait to the end. Hold on. We also have a little other fun game
we'll play that we'll tell you.
Okay. Wait, you guys have another game that you guys play?
At the end, we're gonna put you guys on the spot
to see how good you are at making up your own fake news stories.
Oh, so just keep that in mind
when you're criticizing ours.
But you're just written down.
Well, that's besides the point.
We're actually all gonna do that game.
Okay.
Cool.
Here we go. This is the headline, and this is the story. Vomiting vultures completely take over couple's luxury vacation home. A New York couple's luxurious vacation house in Florida has been taken over by dozens of black vultures that are vomiting and defecating everywhere. The Palm Beach Post reports that the Casamano family can't even visit the $702,000 home they purchased earlier this year. They describe the smell as like a thousand rotting corpses. The vultures have destroyed screen enclosures and have overtaken the pool and barbecue. The few times the family has visited, they've had to park their car in the garage or the birds will peck at them with their beaks. A neighbor, Cheryl Katz, tells the Post that she got it even worse because she lives next door to a person who is feeding the vultures and other wildlife. In May, she said the vultures tore through her pool enclosure and couldn't figure out how to get out. She's quoted as saying, "Imagine 20 vultures trapped, biting each other, and they can bite through bones," she said. "They would bang against my windows, running away from a bird that was attacking them. Blood was everywhere. It was vile, vicious, traumatic event. And it was Memorial Day, so no company I called would come out to help me. Finally, three police officers arrived. They removed the screens and shooed away the vultures." Kat spoke to someone at the U.S. Wildlife Service and learned it is hard to get a permit to kill a black vulture because they are protected. People have suggested scaring them with fireworks or balloons, but that doesn't work for long. And Kat's even tried putting out four fake owls that have moving heads and blinking lights. And she's quoted as saying, "The vultures chewed the owls apart. They ripped the heads off."
Whoa. So where was this at?
This was Florida. in Palm Beach. Yeah, Palm Beach, Florida.
I know the place.
Vultures.
Black vultures.
I didn't listen. I knew the place.
we know the place.
Wow. Colby?
Vultures?
First impressions.
Vultures in Florida? That's kind of my thing, too.
Black vultures in Florida.
Now, you don't have to say anything right now. You can hear both stories out.
Second one. Let's listen to this a second one, and then we'll get first impressions. Yeah, really honed in on this.
Definitely.
It's fun to watch you guys analyze and try to figure this shit out. It's fun. Okay. It's fun to see.
All right, here we go. This is your headline. Jeff Bezos offers to buy 80% of Amazon rainforest to prevent deforestation. The richest person on the planet, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, has allegedly offered Brazil $50 billion to purchase what accounts for roughly is 80% of the Amazon rainforest. From 2012 to 2018, deforestation in Brazil ratcheted up by 75%. The protected parcels the current president wants to open up, known as conservation areas, are located in the Amazon estate. The conservation areas in question are incredibly important on a global scale. But President Jair Bolsonaro views the Amazon as an asset of his country that is in desperate need of ways to increase his country's GDP. The Time reports that Bezos has made an offer to President Bolsonaro to purchase all of the Amazon that lies within their country's territory. The starting offer is $50 billion. I didn't print out the rest of the story.
Oh.
So that's kind of a pain in the butt.
Oh.
Do you have it on your phone, Elton?
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, I definitely didn't print out the whole story.
Really? It must be on that piece of paper. Oh, okay. Well, we got it right here.
You have your phone? Cool.
Yep.
I see it. Well, you know, we got a little slight hiccup here. Looks like the rainforest took commission.
You don't get one of those pages.
Yeah,
it belongs to us now.
Yeah, you had to print it on a paper. You could have just read it off your phone.
I bet this is part of it, you sick son of a bitch. Oh no! What? You guys are pieces of shit, buddy.
All right, here we go.
You know what's?
Yeah, it's okay. No, it's okay. You can go ahead.
Nah, everybody's so skeptical of us. Like they don't trust us at the gate of this podcast. They're like, you're already trying to fuck with us.
the fact that I've already heard so much. The fact that one of these is made up makes you guys, you're both sociopaths. Both of you. I've heard plenty. Where I was like, right. Who thought you? Okay.
All right, so to recap from the last line, the Times reports that Bezos has made an offer to President Bolsonaro to purchase all the Amazon that lies within their country's territory. The starting offer is quoted at $50 billion. It is rumored that the two parties met on a private resort in Cabo, Mexico, where a local witness and employee overheard Bezos expressing that he would, in quotes, would enjoy the challenge of regaining his position at the top. It would be fun. This would be in reference to Bezos' current net worth of $111.7 billion, with Bill Gates as the second wealthiest was $99.5 billion. The credibility is still unknown, but if the offer is true and accepted, it could exponentially secure the environmental stability of the Earth.
Okay.
Those are two intense stories.
I'm going to keep this here in case they have questions.
Okay, Colby, may I?
Yeah.
Go, okay. So the fact that this is my issue with it is with this podcast. fact that both stories, they have, okay, so one of these is a lie.
Right.
The fact that in the stories you guys have quotes from characters saying things about other characters is crazy. Like, it's really well done, but it's just, It makes me hate you guys. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
There's quotes from both. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, this lady said this thing. They ripped through the heads of owls. And then the other one's like, oh, and then the president had something to say. What did he have to say? You guys made things up within the story.
I love you, but I mean,
we're all friends here. What?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm really hurt.
You got to hear out my news stories first, because they're gonna be like, so this guy was like,
Elton. So you wrote those? No, well, he wrote one.
By the way, when we first started this podcast, Elton wrote them all, and they were incredible stories. And actually, he could have sent them to me, and I wouldn't be able to pick which one.
Yeah.
But now he's making me write my own because he's selfish, and I have.
I think that's just equal work.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know. That made no sense, but it feels good to hit that then.
Yeah.
So, anyways, now I have to write mine. So again, when I read mine. I also
distracting him from trying to figure out this one?
I'm trying to. That's the whole point.
I know, but I'm trying to give him a fair advantage.
I'd like to deliberate with Colby. Yes. What do you think?
So one's like super morbid and terrible, right?
And then
the other one kind of makes sense because it's a rich guy that could actually do that.
Yeah.
So that's why it like makes me think that you would say like the untrue one.
Oh, yeah. The
good thing, right?
That's kind of what I think. I think the goal was to just to offset these two very different stories.
Yeah.
Like, one is going to be so ridiculous, and I think that we would think they're going to embellish a little bit more in, like, the Vulture one.
Right,
but
right.
Knowing that it's in Florida lets me know that, it could be super, that could very much have happened. And then the other one, for it to be just so boring, or not even, it's not, not boring, it's just it's not as much of a detailed story.
Yeah.
Makes me think that's the one that's, like,
Right.
So knowing me as well as you do,
yeah,
you think I wrote a nice story
because you're trying to throw us off. That's the only reason.
Oh, because you think I would typically write a mean story.
Yeah,
so
and it's so detailed. The Vulture one is that like you just have to be like, I don't know, thinking about all the little things. For
to
that,
his
you know?
Defense,
I've written some pretty detailed stories in the past.
I don't know which one's true or not because I didn't do my research. But that being said,
I like how you just like basically said, "Hey, I didn't do my job," and then winked at me.
Yeah, I think
like, "Hey, man, didn't do what I was supposed to."
Yeah,
but it makes it more interesting.
Definitely winked.
This podcast is way more organic. So, anyways, that being said, the first story he ever wrote was about a Florida man that installed and used a toilet on the roof of his own house, and he mentioned like a thousand different Halloween decorations to the point of how many and what kind they were.
So remember how you said you were like, you're going to come in from a psychological element? Well, that was what Jamie Kennedy and Jackie said
I do like their take on that you are dark and you would write.
Yeah.
You're trying to throw us off.
Sure.
That's what you're trying to do.
Well, which one? What are you guys thinking? You can have different answers, or you can be in unity.
Whatever you guys want.
The tides of this is gonna. It's because it's gonna becomes a thing. Like, well, do we think that he thinks that we think? What, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it becomes that.
How much would the stories have changed if he read those?
I think it's the same.
Because then you wouldn't have had the same psychology.
It's the same.
Okay.
No, it's
the
same. Okay. So what are
you guys thinking? What's real? What's fake?
That is a good point, though. Like, you might have thought that we would have thought that.
You think that.
So then...
Dude, that's deep. That's some like
reverse psychology.
I need a whiteboard.
I need
a whiteboard right now.
That's an Inception kind of stuff.
Can I hear the very first line of the first story again? Do I get a lifeline?
Yeah, you can.
Because it also sounds a little weird. It sounds more like a...
The vultures,
like,
right? That's what you want to hear?
Speech therapy anecdote, yeah.
Okay. Do you want the headline?
Yeah.
Okay. Vomiting vultures completely take over couple's luxury vacation home.
What's the second title?
It is an alliteration, yeah.
Yeah. What's the second title?
That one is... Jeff Bezos offers to buy 80% of Amazon rainforest to prevent deforestation.
See, that's so, like, normal, I feel like. That's, like, why you're trying to throw us off.
I think we got to make a decision. Yeah. I think the way I feel, Colby, is what we are my gut is saying that the second one is false and the first one is what's true, because anything is possible in Florida.
I agree with that and the detail of it.
Yeah. Cool. We agreed.
All right.
Okay.
Final answers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's pull up the video. Which one's real?
There's a video?
Yeah.
Oh, there's video.
There's video. Oh, the real news story has video.
Has video. Oh. Oh.
Yes.
I don't think we have a...
Yes.
Oh, no, we do. Yeah, there is a video. Hold on.
This is great.
There is a video.
Dang.
Yeah.
Florida vacation.
Yeah, it's Florida. It's Florida. Always Florida. Either works for you or against you.
Yeah.
Because it has to be Florida versus Florida. Otherwise...
Yeah.
Otherwise, you just don't know.
You got to do Florida versus Florida.
I don't think we have audio. Is there audio?
No.
Sorry? Okay. All right. Well, then we'll just play it here. But yeah. I mean, this is your real story.
We'll play it here, and we'll.
I don't know why it keeps doing this. Well, you know.
Dang. But, so they both got it right.
Yeah. Black vultures, and they are protected. What a weird predicament to be in, that you have a pest in your house, but you can't kill them because they're protected by the government. Yeah.
I would like to say that, I mean, I like the way you went with Amazon and the guy buying a...
It was really tough, like, just because that one's just, it's just so plain.
I kind of hope he does it.
Yeah.
And crazy would that be if the Amazon CEO actually buys the entire Amazon rainforest to save the planet? It's too... Yeah, you're right. It's too unbelievable. It's too good of a thing.
You know what
else
would be really
Earth.
Nice? Mm-hmm. If the Amazon CEO decides they want a brand deal on Sponsor Us, baby!
Amazon!
Yeah, baby!
Hey, yeah.
But working wages is like, there needs to be comparable.
All right, well, you guys did a good job at that.
Yeah,
I have two news stories. I'm going to read mine off.
You have one news story, then you don't... You're already starting off lying, man.
I mean, they're both, you know?
You guys ready for it?
Yeah.
Ready.
Kobe and I are one for one, man.
I hate the fact that you guys got it right, because something good on this planet was possibly happening.
By the way, you guys were the...
I thought about that, too.
Too jaded, man.
He has yet to be debunked completely. And that was your first time?
That was my first time.
Being debunked.
Yeah.
How's it feel?
That was your first time ever?
I've never had both contestants get my stories right. There's always been a split or both wrong. No one's
mathematically one of and we could have split up, but we were just so
so insane.
We deliberated,
dude.
That's right, man.
You guys are gonna be on that surfboard.
The other
together.
Half of the surfboard. I'm the shark. I'm underneath the suit. I've got your little gangly legs. Go.
Go.
I'm gonna stand for this.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's equivalent.
Yeah.
Let's go, man.
Okay.
Fuck that chair.
Yeah, you can get into it. I believe in you.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
I want to feel this story.
Two news stories. Oh. By the way, I'm bad at reading.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to throw us off already.
No, I just.
Reading.
I like how he just like opened up about a disability, and you're like, no, he's no, fucking with us.
Yeah.
I don't
here
believe
we go.
You.
Here's the title: Stuffed Tiger Causes 45-Minute Police Standoff at Scottish Farm. Scottish authorities said Tuesday that officers had an armed standoff with a stuffed tiger over the weekend. It's true, our officers had a roaring shift on Saturday night, the Northeast Police Division wrote in a Facebook post. The incident began when Bruce Grubb, 24, thought he saw the large cat lurking on his farm in Peterhead, Scotland, and quickly called police. Officers arrived at the scene but remained in their vehicles to figure out the best strategy. I had absolutely no doubt it was real, Grubb told the newspaper. I got a hell of a scare. I was worried it was going to eat all of my cows before police managed to shoot it. After a still nearly hour-long stare down with the alleged beast, Grubb inched closer in his truck, only to discover the animal was a stuffed toy. Police said armed officers were sent to the scene as a contingency, but not deployed. Despite the false alarm, police praised Grubb's decision to make the call when he thought he was in danger. We appreciate that it was a false call made with a genuine good intent, Cordner said. Thinking the toy was placed on his property as a joke, Grubb said he doesn't know who put it there. Hmm. First news story.
I think we'll do the same thing we did last time.
Hear it out?
Let's hear the second one.
Very cool.
If you've got the pages.
Very cool. Here we go. If you've got the pages.
Gotta get the pages.
All right, here we go.
The irony of the Brainforce one not having enough paper was so bizarre.
That is kind of funny. Missouri beekeeper accuses neighbor of destroying beehives over 5G conspiracy theories. On Monday in Farmington, Missouri, Jared Coleman filed a police report for destruction of property claiming all of his beehive colonies have been covered in red paint, stating, I woke up to discover that someone had broken into my bee apiary and poured numerous buckets of paint on all of the beehives. The frames were completely ruined. Coleman is a second-generation beekeeper and has been selling honey to local markets for the last 36 years. He then goes on to share that all but one of the hives were salvageable. I have 50 beehives and almost all my bees were killed. Most of them were dried in the paint. The Farmington PD are investigating while Coleman claims that his neighbor is the suspect with an incredibly bizarre series of claims. My neighbor believes that the implementation of 5G will cause animals and insects to attack humans. He repeatedly said 5G would cause my bees to attack humans, and that my bee yard was a ticking time bomb. 5G is the fifth generation cellular technology, which is expected to have a full rollout in Missouri by 2020. After questioning the neighbor, the Farming PD have no reason to believe that he is the suspect. No one has been taken into custody, and Coleman plans to rebuild his bee apiary.
Hmm.
So, two weird news
stories, baby. What you got for me, boy?
Kobe.
I do like that we could stand.
Yeah. It heightens the stakes.
Yeah, it does. Nice.
Kobe, what do you got, buddy? What's your first impression?
The second one sounds more believable, for sure.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, what's a tiger doing in Scotland? Was it Scotland?
Yeah.
And a stuffed tiger. It was a giant.
But
stuffed,
I mean,
tiger?
I was even saying, even the motive of the police to be like, "Oh, we have to go. Sir, there's actually a tiger in Scotland." To me, feels like they're Western Asia, right?
Yeah,
right. But is it so crazy
on your tiny globe? Do you see tigers? what's your legend? Is there tigers? India here.
India, China, yeah, North America.
Is it so crazy though that it could be? Just like the last one.
I think these are my opening thoughts. I think something is like in the future of like 5G and 5G is coming, is something I think Vinny would maybe capitalize on and fabricating, like being like, oh, how can I take this one thing and expand it to fortify the stakes of this.
Really diving into the psychology.
Everybody does this.
Digging deep into friendship.
I mean, that's, you know.
No, every, it's funny though, because every time we have comics on, they always do this. They always try to analyze me, not the stories.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've debunked a few of them.
I mean, you also have to think, like, it's in a place called, like Farmington, Missouri, that feels like Vinny pulled up a map,
right?
Not a tiny globe, and he was like, "Here's a map." And he did this a few times, and then was like, "Oh, Farmington," and then built a whole little he wrote a little novel here that he wrote.
True, yeah,
not on the map.
True.
I mean, well, I don't know. I could totally just be. I mean, we've got.
What are you thinking?
Well, I'm from Kansas
Farmington.
City.
He was like, "I'm from Farmington."
I'm from Farmington. So I grew up there, so it's real.
You're from Farmington.
I know that B-A.
Yeah.
You're from Farmington.
Oh, are you acting like it's
that? No, I swear to God,
thing?
I don't know that.
Why does anyone?
See,
know that?
I don't know that. See, this is what don't because he's.
Now, where are you from? Really?
I'm from Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
And we do have a lot of bees there, so
interesting. Sorry, I didn't know where you were from. So.
What, yeah. I'm sorry. Can I hear the name? The guy's first name was Bruce Grubb.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What was the second
I
name?
Think so. Bruce Grubb. And
this is really turning Jared into an interrogation Coleman. On this one.
No, this is expected.
He's closing his eyes. Like,
Bruce Grubb. And
just play
Jared
good cop,
Coleman.
Bad cop on this one.
Jerry Coleman.
Jared Coleman.
Jared Co. Coleman.
The expression.
Come on, baby, bring it at me, bro.
Come on, good cop,
this
bad
is
cop.
Exciting. I feel really good right now, just because this is kind of fun to watch you guys go like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What do you think? Can I hear the again? I want to hear the headline. The headlines of both.
Headlines of both. Here we go. Headlines of both. I'll read them backwards.
Missouri, and can you read the first two sentences of these one?
Absolutely. Missouri beekeeper accuses neighbor of destroying beehives over 5G conspiracy theories. And the other one is stuffed tiger causes 45-minute police standoff at Scottish farm. Two lines for each one. Bee story. On Monday in Farmington, Missouri, Jared Coleman filed a police report for destruction of property, claiming all of his beehive colonies have been covered in red paint. Want me to continue, or is that good?
No, keep going.
Okay. I woke up to
he's not even
stating,
listening. He's literally just staring at your soul right now. He is not listening to a single word.
Are we playing Mafia right now?
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
This is fun. I told you, everyone's going to psychoanalyze. Stating, I woke up to discover that someone had broken into my bee apiary and poured numerous buckets of paint on all of the beehives. The frames were completely ruined. Continue or no?
No. Can I see this?
Second one? Scottish authorities said Tuesday that officers had an armed standoff with a stuffed tiger over the weekend.
God.
Continue?
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. Our officers had a roaring shift on Saturday night. The Northeast Police
Roaring
Division.
Shift.
Yeah, see, that's Come like that's
on.
A little punny too.
Come on,
one
yeah.
of them has like a bleh, bleh, and the other one does
yeah. it. And that's like a serious situation, like a tiger. They're like a roaring, you know.
Yeah, but it also ends up like not because it was a stuffed tiger, right?
Yes.
Right.
This is the long. I feel like we almost need the Jeopardy theme song to cue in.
Oh,
right
is this too long?
No, this is great.
This is really fun. I love this.
I just want to play like suspense music to really heighten this moment as you guys deliberate. So right now you guys don't really have any backing as to what you think is true. You're not leaning either way. You're very even.
This one's really good.
Very even.
I mean, the other ones were great as well, but this one's just like
both animal
they're
based.
So exactly.
Yeah.
And the similarity of the two, I think, is why.
Yeah. I think Scotland is the Missouri of Europe, so I feel like this is comparable. I don't know if that makes sense, but I think maybe.
I don't know. What's your gut say?
I'm gonna go with the opposite. So like, I'm gonna say the tiger one is fake. The crazy one is fake.
You're gonna say the crazy one.
Crazy
is fake.
One is fake just because the crazy one was the true one last time. I don't know. That's my logic behind it.
Oh, okay. You're comparing
the
two.
Plus the roaring, like that was just that went over the line. Oops.
Okay.
Sorry. So Bruce.
Was it Grubb?
Grubb was the other one was Coleman.
Coleman.
What was the first name?
Coleman.
No. That was the last name. Right?
Oh yeah. Jared. Bruce Grubb. Jared Coleman.
Bruce Grubb.
Man, he's making his decision down to their names.
Yeah. No. It's
he's
very.
He's really got nothing to hold on to if he's just basing it all down on the names now.
Because I want to go with Colby.
Really,
I want to stick by. Like we've been a good team so
I'm
far.
I'm questioning your friendship now. That if you can't,
I'm better friends with Colby at this point. I think I want to. I just there's just certain parts of that the way you were reading the 5G and the way you're reacting to when us asking questions earlier on about it felt like you were. It felt like you were a little unstable and like a little
like
dodgy.
Again, I'm not for some reason, I don't know why, but this podcast and reading news stories, it's like gives me anxiety. I'm not nervous about anything, but lying, like being on these podcasts and lying with news stories and sitting here being interrogated gives me anxiety. It's insane.
Sorry. So the first story that you read was true. No, was
the first story.
The first one was fake.
True.
No, it was true. And then the second one was fake.
And it wasn't even printed out all the way.
Right. And then Vinny's first one, what we're alleging, is that it was fake.
Oh, you really have nothing to grasp onto if this is how you're doing. You're doing the ABCD thing. Like, you can't have three C's in a row on a multiple choice test.
What planet is in retrograde right now? All right, then let's. Fuck. I don't know why my gut's saying this. It's the 5G, but I want to agree with Colby because it's the solidarity of it. So
there's no pressure.
And keep in mind, that means you guys could.
We have plenty of time. We could cut back on these stories. If you want to analyze me and make me read it again, that's fine.
I think if I end up saying no, it's the 5G. And I abandon Colby for this, and then dude, he's on that surfboard by himself, the two, the two for two. You know what I'm saying? Gotcha. That's a little bit the way I want it.
Could be special.
But yeah, but if I go one, then he's got two wins, and I would have, you know what I mean? Which is, that's great. I'd be proud of him. No.
Or you beat him.
It never goes in my favor. No, we're a team here. All right, let's do the Scotland. If you're sold on the Scotland Tiger one, I'll
not 100%, but like, I guess, yeah. Guess final answer.
So final answer.
Final answer. The Scotland Tiger one is not true.
It's not true.
Hit the button. Make it official.
Fake news.
You got the video?
There is no video.
Yeah.
Negative.
There's a video.
Fake. No.
They're both fake.
They're both fake.
Oh my god.
Not what you sent me. No video on what you sent me.
They're both real. I texted to you. There's a video.
Well,
can you Google it real quick?
I believe I can.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. If you Google it, there's a video.
Dun, dun. All right, let's see.
What story is...
45-minute...
Standoff with Tiger
is...
It's real.
Real news.
It's real.
Baby. Vinny. So Elton shits on me all the time with writing bad news stories. You guys debunked him and I debunked them. Yes, baby. The world is changing. Yes. I wrote the Missouri Bees, baby. Hi, what do you think? Pretty good?
It was really good.
That was good.
To be fair,
by the way,
I edited the crap out of that story.
No. No, that Missouri story was good. You didn't change too much on that boy.
Wait, hold on. Full discretion, though. What did you say to me earlier about your bee story?
Oh, well, somebody trashed a beehive. Like a bee, somebody's bee yard was trashed before. Somewhere, I don't know where. But I looked up some. So, which I guess this is too far fetched. So I was just like, I got to add in. They were destructive with red paint. Right, the 5G, the 5G, like
from Farmington or wherever.
I mean, I guess you could say.
I'm just gonna say, like, I'll give you the victory, but you know, wasn't wholesome. You did just basically take an existing thing. And then,
what do you mean?
You took a beehive.
How many people get arrested?
A beehive vandalism thing is already.
That's not that
beehive vandalism.
Do you know how many people get arrested for something or being removed from a plane? So if we take the premise of an idea of something, you can't say that. It's just a premise of something. The 5G is pretty insane. Can I get a little bit of credit here?
It was great. I was sitting here questioning, my whole existence.
He was about to have a mental breakdown. I really thought he was just gonna melt into the floor. All right, here's your thing. We're not gonna hear that, but this is the real story,
dude. The fact that this guy was just like, "There's a tiger in my barn," like,
so that's the giant stuffed tiger.
How do the police not show up though? Like,
how do they think a tiger's not going to move for 45? Like, does no one know how a tiger operates?
I mean, I've been to zoos, man, and
I've seen those bad boys not
they
move.
They don't move.
Yeah,
this is I'm.
That's
this
hilarious.
This is a zoo right now. That, I mean, that tiger is more active.
I mean, no one know. Like, I don't think
nobody in Scotland wants to be a hero. Like, hey, let's go walk up and like shoo this tiger away. Like.
But there's no way tigers are there's no way tigers are native, especially not that kind
of Scotland.
Tiger. Yeah, in Scotland, no way, no way, absolutely no way. There's no way
in Scotland. I can't buy it.
I mean, you've heard of the story, right? Where all the tigers took over Scotland and tried to force out all the colonies of people.
Just fake
news. Yeah, fake news, baby. They have a tiger problem. They got to set up nets. They just set up really, really small nets. You tigers stay. Yeah.
You know, tigers with all their hives.
What? So you said that the 5G thing is a real thing. That's an actual fear that people are having. Because I didn't know anything about this one.
So the 5G thing is
a lot of truths.
The 5G thing is just a thing that's, you know, it's a network thing where technology is changing, but people have these conspiracy theories of like 5G is going to drive people crazy and drive animals crazy and it's going to screw the world up and it's. I mean, people feel that about every technology piece that comes out. They're all.
Do you know what the backing is behind the 5G one though? Like, what's the difference between 4G and 5G that would make all these people think that
it's just a different form of technology? Like, I don't know why. I don't know the backstory of it, but I just hear people are like, "You've heard this too," where people are just like spooked about the whole 5G thing and how the. Anybody? Just me? All right.
No.
Like, I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. People. Well, I mean, yeah, I've heard of it, of people just being. It's like Big Brother basically, but like freaked out about how much control it's gonna change, like what the whole shift and networking of the way our phones work, right?
Yeah, I mean, we literally just had this conversation not long ago about the whole Amazon thing and how Andrea was like, I had my Alexa on and it started laughing, so I literally threw it away.
Whoa. Did you know about that?
No.
It did like a whole like recall on all the Amazon Alexas because they were listening to people speak and then they were like laughing, and they're not programmed to laugh. And like Amazon just like addressed casually.
I
like,
gotta bring those Alexas to my show.
What the hell? Dude, I've never heard of that.
That was like just 6 months ago.
Just bring people to your house. Yeah.
And it was reserved for Alexa. Too. They'd be like.
Yeah, it was in Alexa's. The future of comedy. Someone programmed Alexa's laughing voice.
Alexa, and VIP booth.
Yeah,
something happened.
That is
insane.
That's a discardable offense. Well, why would anyone?
So now we're tied. We got a tie. We got two.
Oh yeah. Okay. We have a backup headline.
Okay.
That we can go to. Actually, we'll just go to a single headline.
Back to a chair.
And if you guys tie again, we'll just go to another headline, and we'll just keep going to just headlines.
And we got
to
create our own stories too, if we get some time.
Create our own stories.
I'm
so bad at improv.
Yeah, it's fun. Dude, you ain't bad at improv. You got a Teen Choice Award, baby.
Yeah, right, dude.
You got a Teen Choice Award.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna find it real quick.
That's crazy.
So that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about that beehive guy?
Stop it.
Now, how funny was it that you were from Missouri anyways? I didn't know that.
That's hilarious.
What a weird thing. And then you're sitting here saying Amazon with no paper. That's all these ironies.
All these little coincidences.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, here we go. This is your headline. Mm-hmm. Thailand enforces 9 p.m. curfew as an attempt to combat prostitution.
Thailand. I already believe it. Mm-hmm. I already believe it.
So, do we get the full story?
No, that's it. Just a headline. Just a headline, and you have to take that.
Okay. Can we see that? Can I hear the second one? Or no?
No, that's it. Just one. It's just one. This is like essentially a potential tiebreaker.
Hmm.
So we're hoping you guys split decision, but if not, we'll have to just maybe
keep going.
Yeah, keep going through the list.
So, can you read it again for me?
Thailand.
Or.
Thailand enforces 9 p.m. curfew to combat prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a thing for sure.
What you got?
I think. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a thing.
We got to split.
We got to split.
You think it's real?
I'm gonna say it's real because there's like a bunch of you've been to Thailand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of like ladyboy people there all the time.
No, there's a lot of them. Any kind of show that's you're looking for, it's in Thailand.
So.
9 p.m. is early, man.
That is
early. It's a lot of early, dude. Listen, a lot of prostitutes wake up. So.
True. But it's crazy,
trust
and that's
me,
why it's true.
I have worked for a lot of pimps. yeah, man. I'm going to say it's fake, but as a disclaimer, Colby, if you take it, man, you got to keep going, man. I'm all in supporting you if you win. Cool. So
thanks, okay. So you say it's fake.
No hard feelings.
You say it's real.
I'm gonna say it's real. Yeah.
Say it's fake.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, the news story, the headline, is fake.
Yes. Shoot.
Dang.
Fake.
I know my Thai boys.
Yeah. Dang.
To be fair, there was a 9 p.m. curfew for about a year and a half in Thailand. After the government coup, they enforced a 9 p.m. curfew across the entire country to prevent any like kind of nighttime activities and revolts. There was. We were there when that happened. We were there when there was a 9 p.m. curfew, but it was literally because of the government coup.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was like the tail end of it, of its like term being ended. It was like 10 months out of 12 in.
Well, wow. Congratulations.
But, prostitution is crazy on the win in Thailand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, before we give you your prizes, we're going to have a little fun improv game, shall we?
Okay.
Great.
So you just make up a new story of your own. and
just on the spot.
Well, yeah, so yeah, so
you're gonna,
we'll
we're gonna spin the globe. You put your finger out you, wherever you stop it. You have to make an improv
fake news story.
Fake news story.
I mean, or you know, if you can come up with a real one somehow, that's
all right.
So close your eye. Whoa, globe. Geez, okay. And fire away. Where'd you land on?
Oh, it's in the ocean, man.
Is there an island near it?
There is. Okay, it was Brazil.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. Local sex offender saves group of Brazilian Boy Scouts from quicksand.
Whoa.
Whoa. Okay, I heard about this story.
Yeah. Can you dive more into
this? Yeah, of course I can. Yeah, of course I can. So obviously, my personal bias in it is that, you know, what a conflict, because, you know, he's got the charge, but it's also just a misdemeanor. It wasn't anything.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not one where he's on the list where he's got to like, hey, I got to tell all my neighbors. Yeah, it's not one of those. Yeah. It was just like, hey, I'm 19. She's turning 18 next month.
Uh-huh.
We did an oopsie after 9 p.m. And, and now, and her father, chief of police.
Oh my God! I did hear about this story.
Yeah, dude.
How did he save them from the quicksand?
So basically, he put down a bunch of mung beans, and mung beans harden, and if you have enough of them, they create a solid surface to be able to cross. And the patch of quicksand was they're gonna exaggerate it into hyperbole. It was a group of Boy Scouts, but it's just the whole circumference and of the quicksand radius.
Do you know what troop? What troop it was that they went all the way to Brazil?
119.
119.
Yeah, okay. And also foreign exchange students from Toronto.
Of course, Toronto.
The American Boy Scouts of Toronto took a trip.
No, they're not American.
Boy Scouts of America aren't.
Boy Scouts of Toronto.
Toronto.
Oh, got Toronto. It. Okay. That's why. Got it. Okay.
Moose Scouts. And
Moose Scouts. Got it. They're not eagle. They just go.
No. They're up there. That's why they're up there. Moose. Yeah, they're up there surviving one of the nights. Just the resources that they have, being in the forest, and if they get that, they get their wild goose badge. Oh, but luckily,
wild goose badge.
This guy exiled to isolation because of his, I mean, predicament and past. Yeah. Still ended to turn to a light heart for the situation.
That's messed up.
How did he have enough beans to save them all from the same? Mung beans.
Mung beans.
Yeah. Sorry. My bad.
Delicious.
Oh, dude. So
you ever had mung bean coffee?
Yeah, delicious.
I've never had the coffee, but they're more useful as a solid matter.
Yeah. I like to just collect them. Like pogs.
You collect beans.
Mung beans.
Oh, just those.
Do you have any mung beans?
Yeah. Well, so did this guy.
Okay.
like 10.
So did this guy.
Yeah, no, we know each other. We on the underground market, we're the mung bean collectors.
That's weird. I didn't see you in the story at all.
Well, I mean, I keep our friendship on the low, you know.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It's behind the scenes.
I would see that too,
dude.
You being untrustworthy and stuff.
Thanks
you
for
go?
Sharing that real news story.
Super real, man.
So real.
Is there a real news?
Give us a spin.
I'll do the spin, and then we gotta close your eyes.
Close your eyes, and then give us a tap.
I'll spin.
Okay, spin.
Put your finger out. Okay, here we go. Ready? And go ahead.
Whoa, what a good spin. Where are you at?
What is that?
What'd you get?
Middle of the ocean.
Middle of the ocean, man. Go again. Go again. Go again.
Same point.
Ready? Here we go.
Dude, that was the same spot, man.
Go ahead.
Oh, is that the same area?
No.
Kind of? What's that? Peru?
Peru, fam. Peru.
What happened in Peru?
So in Peru, there was an extreme chlamydia outbreak.
Wow, I heard about this.
Because a man had a sexual relationship with a koala.
Oh, my God.
So things being sexual in nature.
They're
right?
So
here
cute,
in South
though.
America.
It's hard not to.
Right.
Okay.
So, now everybody, like most 90% of Peru has chlamydia.
Yeah, wow.
And it's huge, and it's spreading quickly.
Yeah, 90%. I feel bad.
I mean, it's already spread so quickly.
He had a sexual encounter in Australia with
and
a
he
koala.
Was also a pimp, so he was just like banging everybody.
Yeah,
and, like, just
got, and then he came back to Peru, so the pimp was actually banging everyone. He wasn't even making.
He contracted it from Australia.
From koala?
No. He's just always from Peru, but like he's like an exotic.
So he imported a koala that had chlamydia.
Yeah,
had
sex
with it.
I think I heard it was his pet koala. Am I right?
It was his pet.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And it was a real one. It wasn't
a fake. Yeah,
well, it wasn't
not
a stuffed
yet.
One.
And he also didn't know that the koala had chlamydia.
Right. I mean, it was stuffed, but not.
Or the koala lied. You don't know. The koala maybe just didn't want to admit it.
I'm sorry, Colby. Keep going.
Yeah, and so now it made world news because they're afraid that like all the what is it called? Peruvians?
Peruvians, yeah.
That's
Peruvians?
Right. Yeah, that's right. The Peruvians.
Are going to like try to cross like any border. Okay. And spread chlamydia to everybody.
Okay.
Wow.
So it's a, dude, it's like the now they serious
have to,
problem.
Is that they have to keep them in.
Is that the rumor about putting them all in Machu Picchu? Like a containment camp? Like they're just putting them all the Peruvians in Machu Picchu?
I'm sorry, hang on. Anytime an STD comes up, it's always the accuser's other party. Do you know what
true.
I'm saying?
That's true.
Right.
So he's going to put it on the koala, but
yeah, he might have
had
it.
He might have had it. I've never had sex with a koala that had chlamydia.
I mean, yeah. I mean either.
All three of them, huh?
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia. Quality chlamydia.
Sexually transmitted.
Yeah, it's the best kind. If you're going to get a strain of chlamydia, you want chlamydia.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm gonna say it's real.
I
do we vote?
Yeah, it's real.
I know it's real. I also know that guy as well.
I would never lie.
You know the guy or the koala?
The pimp. Yeah, he's in our mung bean collection friendship. It's okay. Like
I think. I mean, you're losing a lot of merit for your story. That's weird that those are two.
Weird coincidence.
That they're all.
I've never
met
Colby before.
All correlated.
I mean, it's a weird coincidence.
I didn't know people
just like
from
the
Peru
Amazon paper
Peruvians?
And him being from Missouri.
That's what I mean.
Dang. Yeah.
I really wish my finger landed on Missouri.
Do you want to just go for a Missouri story? I mean, we can let that happen.
Can I make
one
up?
Every story from Missouri has been
told. I'll spin it for you.
Spin it for me. Can I make one up?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sure, he's just a psychopath.
Stick your finger out. All right, stick your finger out. That way I can line it up with your finger. Okay, here we go.
I hope the globe opens and it's a little...
Nothing?
Oh, you might have gotten. There's islands there.
Yeah, do it again. I'll do it again.
You got the Northern Cook Islands.
Northern what?
Northern Cook Islands.
Cook Islands?
Northern Cook Islands, yeah. Unless you don't want that. And we can keep
Cook Islands.
Never heard of
that. There's nothing, I mean, that
I'm
place.
Trying to recall real news stories that happened there.
It's just outside Samoa.
Oh, yeah, I know Samoa, of course. You guys didn't hear about this story.
Dude.
Wow, Samoa, you wouldn't believe this.
I bet this story's going to be huge.
Okay, so they have it's incredible. It's so big that, it's actually, it's an underground news story that's going to be released in the next few days.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a huge festival there, mm-hmm. and in Sonoma, and they
Samoa,
Sonoma,
Samoa
in California.
Is it Samoa or Sonoma?
It's Somalis.
Somalis?
Yeah.
Somalian pirates.
They call it Somala there.
Okay.
It's a nickname.
It's Simona.
Simona.
Festival, and the festival takes place every year. They all all the people gather together, and they play hot hands. It's a big thing. There's nothing else. There's no food.
Hot hands? Oh, I love hot hands. Like that.
Yeah. They play every year.
It's a fun game.
Huge
it's
really collection.
A fun game,
yeah. Yeah, it's really very fun. And it's a big thing.
In
they all get together.
In the samosas?
Yeah, yeah. 50,000 people together. Yeah. And they took it so seriously that they all started beating the shit out of each other.
Because
their hands were getting red, of course. They all killed each other.
Oh,
really?
Everyone in the festival murdered each other.
Each other?
That's crazy. There was an even number.
Yeah, no one won.
It was like a standoff, apparently, and it's coming out in the news. It hasn't hit yet, but...
Right.
So Samoans are extinct.
They're dead.
Samoans.
That's it.
It's just the cookies left behind.
Oh, no.
They all played hot hands too seriously.
Man, that...
Don't... So my memo to the children out there, games are games. Just enjoy.
Yeah.
Don't take life too seriously.
Yeah,
don't take games too seriously. And...
Is there gonna
rest in peace to all the Somalian known.
Is there a new festival scheduled next year?
Yeah, in a different island. They're all gonna play. They're all gonna play tic-tac-toe.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Less violent.
Yeah, a little less. Yeah, they're just making sure nobody's gonna kill each other.
Got it. Okay.
You
smart.
Know.
Yeah. I mean,
what was the prize for that tournament, by the way?
Oh, you just got hand lotion.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It
gives you a little incentive to win it.
To win, you're like, my hands are red. I would love some aloe vera lotion.
Yeah, man.
That's why they need the lotion.
In the Moose Scouts, they always have the hand lotion there. So
yeah. So I rest in peace to all of the island Somalia,
Shanghai.
The Osmosis Joneses of the islands?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
You got one for us, buddy?
Yeah, we can fire away.
Do it, Elton.
Oh,
what you got, dude?
Middle of the ocean, but what, you know?
Oh, that's almost California.
Yeah, we'll spin it. Let me spin again.
There you go.
What you got?
I got Morocco or Monaco / Madrid, Spain.
Dude, share it.
Okay.
Madrid.
We got Madrid. Yeah. Okay. So there was a rave happening in Madrid.
Oh my god, I heard about this.
Great. Dylan Francis was DJing. And apparently he played the Macarena. We don't really know why.
That's crazy.
He thought it would be like the right song for Spanish, like, but completely wrong Spanish.
Bold,
completely wrong Spanish. Didn't even make sense.
Bold, man.
Basically a riot started to break out.
Mm-hmm.
Things were getting crazy, really out of hand.
As they do.
And then, ironically, someone actually started to do the Macarena.
What?
Someone started to do the Macarena.
So he played the Macarena.
He played the Macarena,
and then someone started to
and
do it.
And they they got offended.
Yeah.
Like you don't even know what Spanish we are.
Yeah.
We're not that Macarena is from South America. Like that's not us. Yeah. They got really offended. They started rushing the stage. Then people started getting pissed that they were getting pushed into the stage. Mm. A brawl started to break out.
I heard about this.
And then someone broke the tension by doing the Macarena.
So no one was hurt or people were hurt?
No, it just like a brawl started, but it never got to a point. And then everyone just did the Macarena. Acapella. Wow. Like acapella. Like they didn't
So one person did and then everybody joined in?
Yeah.
So they didn't end up killing each other?
No. Like it started to break out. And then someone ironically was like, well, what if I actually start the Macarena to break the tension.
That just sounds like every instance of the Macarena.
Yeah. I mean, Macarena, go-to.
I always had that reaction I'll do it.
It's usually a defense mechanism. If I'm being yelled at, I immediately break into the Macarena.
Yeah, and vice versa.
Yeah.
But have you ever heard the Macarena and just wanted to just like fight the person who played it?
Mm,
I've never had that instinct.
No.
Okay.
I mean, no. I mean, not if it's live, no.
Okay.
Great news stories, man.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Killer. We'd like to give you guys your prizes.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Do I get a prize even though I lost?
So you get a prize because you
get second place. You get second place. I don't actually know what these are.
Yeah, of course.
It's a tiny little tech deck for Colby.
Oh, my God. What? Drew Lynch, you get a wireless charger, buddy.
Yes.
You stick your phone on the pad. Oh,
nice.
And then, and you get index cards, my man.
There you go. I need these, actually. Thank you.
You could write all your Teen Choice Award like comments, the speech you would have given if you like knew you won.
There we go. That's what I need. Sponsored by Index.
Dude, we're going to throw you guys Venmo, too. For a comment.
Yeah. No dude, way. Thank you.
You mentioned that at the beginning.
Very much.
You like to mention.
I just want them to feel appreciated. Listen, we appreciate you guys being here. Yeah. We're huge fans of you guys. We're big friends of you guys. And
thanks, man.
Thank you for coming in. Yeah. I like to. Can we plug you? Can you let us know where you're going to be?
Yeah, what are you working on? Handles, sure. All that stuff.
New Snapchat show coming out in October called Stranded.
Nice.
It's going to be crazy. But besides that, look for us in Hot Topic and... Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of more like YouTube series like in the future.
Nice.
And then what's your name handle, all that? Where can they find you?
At Sam Colby or Colby Brock is me. Okay. So.
You have clothes in Hot Topic?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so badass.
Dude, that's dope.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah.
Are your clothes as violent as your shirt?
We have like pentagrams and stuff that say like XPLR and stuff.
Got it.
Kind of like the darker emo thing, you know?
Yeah, rest in peace, Synomiums.
Synonyms and all the chlamydia people of Peru.
Well, you know all those synonyms out there.
10% of population.
Drew, what about you, buddy? Where can we find you?
I'll be a Hot Topic shopping for them clothes, boy. Goofy, blowing it. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Do we edit that?
No, that's it. That's staying in.
All my handles are just at the Drew Lynch. That's it for me.
And your YouTube channel as well.
Oh,
right?
YouTube channel,
Instagram. Yeah. Check him out. He's got to see his, your website has all your tour dates, yeah?
Yeah.
And you got to check him out, stand up comedy. I love him, dude. We've done so many shows together.
Mm.
Yeah, we're going to do more. And you gotta check him out. Make sure to follow me, Vinny Fastline, Vinny with a Y, FASLINE. Also, to remind you guys, you could submit your own stories. You can submit news stories that are real. You can make some up, submit some fake ones, and we could read them off on the show.
Yeah, just send them to @realnewswemadeup on Instagram. just DM it there, and if it's cool, you know what I mean? We'll read it.
We'll use it.
It could be a tiebreaker round. We never know.
Yeah.
Just a headline. Send it in.
This is such a cool idea.
Thank you,
just
man.
So you guys know.
Thank you. It's
a really fun.
Do you guys have fun?
Podcast. Yeah, it's hard too. It's
really
tough. Hard.
It's so tough. Dude, yeah.
Now I know I can't write lighthearted stories though. So, I mean,
well,
I found
dude,
that
it
out
was all, and he was literally observing like how he thought about what you would do,
exactly.
Not
his
story.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, this has come
and
down
felt,
to way more
I felt
than
the
just.
Same about, yeah, I was like, I felt the same way.
I worked really hard on this bee story.
Do you know how bad
that was? Good. That was good.
I really want. The nice. Amazon CEO to buy the Amazon rainforest. And
there's no way somebody.
I just want him to sponsor our podcast, Amazon.
We need the world is dying.
we need rainforest.
We need the Amazon rainforest.
That's true.
Cool. Well, yeah, if you guys are watching this on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. We have a new podcast episode up every single week.
Every week.
Every week. Yeah. You know, let us know how you guys are feeling about it.
Check Elton out.
At Elton Caste on everything, or at TFIL on everything.
Hell yeah.
That is I.
You guys, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Break.